With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Okay, nearly 9 out of 10 people believe there is a worrying amount of anxiety in society. That's according to a new report from St. Patrick's Mental Health Services. So why are we becoming increasingly anxious? Psychotherapist and author Isolde White joins us now to discuss this. Isolde, why are we so much more anxious now than we were 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago?
There's a number of reasons coming in. So at the moment, there's sort of a set of rolling crises in the world, like between Ukraine and Gaza, you know, the advent of AI, climate, all of these sort of this constant background.
There is.
So there's that.
Was it not ever dust though? I'd say
there's been lots of times where there's a ton of stuff.
Like Second World War, for example, that was pretty worrying.
That was extremely worrying. So then if we look at what's different about society today, we can't but notice that there's a lot less community around. And it's a sense of community and social connection that helps people manage their anxiety.
Okay, so we have social media, but we don't have social community. Is that?
Yeah, we have a lot of social media and we can use the phrase social thinning for the kind of relationships people develop on social media. So they have a lot of relationships, but the relationships are kind of thin and lacking in connection. And so you're particularly seeing this with the younger generation. They have this wide set of people they call friends online. And I've even had young clients tell me, well, I've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend and I can discover they've been with this person for 2 years and they've never met them in real life. So people have these very sort of broad sets of people in their life, but no actual community on a day-to-day basis.
I'm trying to think of how life was when I was younger compared to now. And certainly, I mean, you obviously, there was no texting. You rang people or you called into people. Two things that kind of almost never, I mean, somebody knocks on the door now, you're thinking, is that the Amazon delivery? Or what? Or like it happens. So are we losing out because of that? You mentioned that kind of social interaction. Is that part of the problem?
That's absolutely part of the problem. You know, when I was a kid and I'm quite old, we hung around in groups, ran around the neighborhood. You were out playing. You came home briefly to get some food. You went back out. You know, sort of, I suppose the anxiety is with, you know, if you watch parents of the current children growing up, they're way more anxious about what the children can do. So the children, everything is very orchestrated, managed and curated in their lives. And also, and again, of course, both parents should be able to work. But when both parents are working, there's less opportunity for kids to be out and about. But it's not just with kids. You know, whether we like it or not, religion gave community. You had some structure. You went to mass. You saw people at church, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like we've reduced lots of areas where we can have community.
How did we, and I think you're similar vintage to myself, how did we go from being parented very lightly, I think it's fair to say, benign neglect, some people would say, how did we become parents then that were helicopter parents? I'm fascinated by that. And sorry, I'm as guilty of this as anyone. Why did that happen?
Yeah, I don't really know because I wasn't a helicopter parent. So I mean, I didn't let them run run wild, but I let them go to the shops by themselves as soon as they're able to cross the road and things like that. And I think it's really important for kids to learn a sense of independence. And so I don't really know. I think sometimes it's because we kept handing this over to so-called experts and listening to people like me on the radio telling people how to parent, maybe, yeah. Which hasn't always been
so you're thinking
useful.
About it too much and parenting yeah. books and all that kind of stuff.
And that's sort of gone on steroids with content, you know, yeah. social media yeah. content and influencers. And a lot of young parents now, you know, they base their parenting on what the app tells them to do and what time they should be going to, the kids should be going to bed, what time they should be feeding them, as opposed to like...
Fair. And I suppose lastly on this, I mean, we constantly look back on Ireland of yesteryear and, you know, we often hear the grim 1980s, the awful 1950s and lots of things are obviously better about Ireland now than they were back then. We're certainly wealthier, but we're not happier. In fact, we're more miserable.
We're more miserable and, you know, maybe it's all to do with capitalism and, you know.
Is it? Could it be that simple, though?
I mean, I think it kind of could be because... I mean, you know, I don't think very many people in Ireland back in the 80s, not very many people had money, right? You know, even if you were middle class, you didn't have a lot of money.
No.
And so you were kind of forced to do fairly simple pleasures, you know, like head off to the Phoenix Park and go for a walk.
Well, I'm sorry to cut across you, because it came into my head as you were saying. I remember having a conversation with a taxi driver from Romania, and he was around for Ceausescu's Romania, and he said they used to queue up in the morning for meat, I think it was, and then it'd take an hour and a half, and he'd queue up in the afternoon for milk, I think, and both were long queues. And he looks back on that time as some of the happiest experiences, standing in that queue for an hour and a half for basic food products.
Which is really remarkable, given how awful Ceausescu's.
Yeah, no, horrendous. And he wasn't saying it was a lovely, you know, a lovely. He wasn't in any way saying that, but he just says the sense of community there he misses.
Yeah, and so for me, like, I have two little poodles. So I walk them every morning in the park. There's a whole pile of people I meet there, have a chat with, and it's just fantastic. But we don't have enough opportunities. See, you know, there's the whole thing, you've got to talk about your mental health. And people keep thinking you have to go and tell somebody how anxious and stressed you are. But in fact, what you need is social connection. And it doesn't all have to be with your best friend. It's about chatting to the barista in your coffee shop. It's about knowing people in your neighbourhood.
Okay, yeah, really good advice there. Psychotherapist and author Isolde White. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. A valuable lesson there, Jonathan, about just the importance of basic human interaction, social interaction.
It's so important. And even in the next couple of days, there's an appeal out from Alone, the charity supporting older people. You know, call to your neighbours, check in on them. Don't assume someone else will do it. Because this can be a lonely time of the year. So just be nicer to others around you over the course of the next few days. Even a little smile rather than a hello will go a long way.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.